This is 80-year-old Bira, who suffered at the hands of her stepson Benson, who was forcefully evicting her from her late husband's home. Bira was legally married to Philip, deceased, and had 4 children who all sadly died. Philip, however, had other children, one of whom is the administrator of Philip's estate, Benson. However, upon being appointed administrator, Benson chased Bira from her matrimonial home, moreover using a will which didn't have the testator's signature and wasn't attested against the widow because he was the sole beneficiary in it. Benson also had letters of administration, but he wasn't willing to give anything to Bira. Bira had moved to several offices, including the Child and Family Protection Unit at Casey's Central Police Station and the probation officer, but failed to get help because Benson wasn't cooperative. The probation officer then sent Bira to JCU Casey's for assistance. Before the mediation date, Benson came to office with a view of not settling the dispute, and he was then taught about marriage and administration of estates. He stubbornly refused to distribute and give Bira her share. He chased her away from her home and denied her access to the graveyard where her children are buried. A JCU advocate persisted and explained the laws related to a valid will and administration of estate when a will is found to be invalid. In the end, Benson understood his role as administrator and the fact that Bira was the rightful widow. He then gave her land situated in Ruanguya 1 Village, Casey's district, measuring approximately 1 acre. Bira also received part of the land on the graveyard. A 50-foot by 100-foot piece was left intact for the benefit of all the beneficiaries, including Bira. Benson also agreed that since Bira is his father's widow, she should come back to her matrimonial home and settle, promising never to disturb her, and an MO was signed to that effect.